Week 1, Wednesday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hear the herald voice resounding, Christ is near, it seems to say. Cast away the dreams of darkness, welcome Christ, the light of day. Wakened by this solemn warning, let the earthbound soul arise. Christ, her Son, all sloth dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. So when next he comes with glory, shrouding all the earth in fear, may he then, as our defender, on the clouds of heaven appear. In your light, God, we see light. Psalm 35. Sin speaks to sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. Your love, Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house, they drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. See how the evildoers fall, flung down, they shall never arise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In your light, God, we see light. Lord, you are great, you are glorious, you are wonderfully strong. A Canticle from the Book of Judith, chapter 16. Begin a song to my God with tambourines, sing to my Lord with cymbals, raise to him a new psalm, exalt him and call upon his name, for God is the Lord who crushes walls. I will sing to my God a new song. O Lord, you are great and glorious, wonderful in strength, invincible. Let all your creatures serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your spirit and it formed them. There is none that can resist your voice. For the mountains shall be shaken to their foundations with the waters. At your presence the rocks shall melt like wax. But to those who fear you, you will continue to show mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you are great, you are glorious, you are wonderfully strong. Cry to God with shouts of joy. Psalm 46. All peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, we must fear, great King over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory is from him, given to Jacob out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord ascends with trumpet blast. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God is King of all the earth, sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations, God reigns on his holy throne. The princes of the people are assembled with the people of Abraham's God. The rulers of the earth belong to God who reigns over all. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry to God with shouts of joy. A reading from Isaiah chapter 7. The maiden is with child and will soon give birth to a son, whom she will call Emmanuel. On curds and honey will he feed until he knows how to refuse evil and choose good. Responsory: The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun he will rise over you. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun he will rise over you. His glory will appear in your midst. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun he will rise over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun he will rise over you. There is one coming who is more perfect than I am. I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. There is one coming who is more perfect than I am. I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. Intercessions. The word of God has chosen to live among us. Let us thank him and give him praise. Come, Lord Jesus. Bring justice to those bowed down with suffering. Defend the poor and the powerless. Come, Lord Jesus. Prince of Peace, turn our jealousies into love. Teach us to forgive rather than to give way to anger. Come, Lord Jesus. When you come to judge the world, may we stand before you without fear. Come, Lord Jesus. You stand in our midst unknown. Help us to find you in the poor and the troubled. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Prepare our hearts, Lord, by the power of your grace. When Christ comes, may he find us worthy to receive from his hand the bread of heaven at the feast of eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.